Around 15 years ago, Jim Bob Duggar and Michelle Duggar became household names in America. The two became celebrities after their series 19 Kids and Counting on TLC, The Learning Channel, became a mega hit across the world. Over the span of 7 years, the show, which began with 17 kids, moved to 18 and finished at 19. Over that span, we got to see what a perfect home they lived in. Or so we thought. Shiny Happy People takes a look into the world of the Duggars and the full quiver movement that accompanies the conservative America Christian fundamentalism. Highlighted are the sexual scandal concerning Josh Duggar, the oldest Duggar child, and multiple interviews with people who have experienced levels of trauma surrounding the Christian fundamental movement known as IBLP, the Institute of Basic Life Principles, led by evangelist Bob Gothard. The document rightly exposes some clear faults in the implementation of Christianity in large families and calls out sexual abuse, abuse of authority, and the diminishing of the voice of women in multiple contexts. While holding these pieces up, the viewer can clearly say that this is wrong. At the same time, the documentary connects these abuses to purity, Christian homeschooling, large families, paternal authority, and countercultural living, leaving the viewer to also question whether or not these things are also wrong. In that sense, the documentary becomes a shockumentary when it fails to do the journalism necessary to connect the faults of IBLP and its members to a fault in Christianity, homeschooling, or large family living as a whole. And yet it leaves the viewer at the conclusion that they are one and the same, both wrong. Today on the Catholic Dad Show, we will seek to explore some of the topics and discuss the unsettling reality showcased in Shiny Happy People. From the onset, it is vital to note that a flaw in someone who proclaims to be a Christian is not the same as a flaw in Christianity itself. With that in mind, welcome to a very special Catholic Dad Show. Good day, Matt.
Your name is Chris Bartlett, and I'm Matt Rice. A couple of Catholic dads trying to do the best we can with what we've been given and respond to the things and talk about the things that we feel like we need to. That was a really good introduction, Chris. I wish I'd read some of it beforehand because there are aspects of it that I 100% agree with. There are aspects of it that I might push back on a little bit. But the overall, like I do agree that there, I noticed that, you know, when I watched it, that there were things that were connected to Christianity that I was like, no. That's not connected to Christianity.
That's the abuse.
Connected to these wackos that took it the wrong way, you know? And that's like in the Catholic Church, we've gone through stuff like that too, with the abuse scandal, you know, among the priesthood. All priests are bad and the Catholic Church is bad because these people abuse children. It's like, no, like that is not true. And so that's, but it definitely gives off that portrayal right. in this show.
Yeah. So Shiny Happy People, Duggar Secrets Exposed is available on Amazon Prime if you have an Amazon account, which means that you have a pulse in America. Like everyone has an Amazon account, right? You can watch it on Amazon Prime. It's just 4 episodes.
Would you recommend it? Like, who would you recommend it to? Because I don't know. So part of me wishes I hadn't seen it. Because I've seen other things like this that it just makes me sick to my stomach for too long, you know, and I'm still queasy, you know.
Did you ever see the Spotlight film?
I don't think so.
Okay. So the Spotlight film was basically a focus on the Boston Globe that broke their section in the Globe is called Spotlight. And they were the ones that broke the priest scandal in Boston, where priests were getting moved around after being abusers and all that stuff, like rightly so. But it's a film that kind of that goes through that process. But it was a work of fiction. I mean, it was based on a true story. It wasn't like this, which was more meant to be a documentary. But if you enjoyed watching that, you'll love watching this. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it's just yeah. So
yeah. It was eye opening because I'm curious as to like how much I actually learned, you know, but I learned about things going on that I did not know were going on. Because honestly, the Duggars were like a blip on my like radar. I watched some of those episodes back when they were first on. And then I don't even remember hearing anything about the trial. Like, I don't know if I was under a rock somewhere or what, but I never heard anything about any of that other stuff. And I'm like, I don't even know, like, what years did that happen? Like, do you know? Do you remember?
I mean, the trial, the most recent trial concerning child pornography concluded last year.
Okay, so that concluded recently. But like when they were like, when the initial scandal broke, you know, about the son, and they, you know, canceled the 19 and, or whatever, 15 and counting, whatever that was, and moved on to the next show. When did that happen?
I think around 2015.
Okay. Yeah. And so I don't know if I like, but anyway, all I'm getting at is like, I didn't know any of the bad stuff. So when I initially saw this documentary, I was like, oh, this will be neat. Like, I did not expect the mess that I saw. Like, I was expecting a little bit of scandal, you know, maybe, and like more cutesy cutesy crap that I saw like back when they were on. But yeah, that is so not
how,
what
did, how did we get here? How did we get here? A fan of the show, someone that we value deeply, suggested that maybe we could talk about these things because they saw on the internet and different things like that that it was actually very polarizing. That people are either like, it was a complete shockumentary. It's all a bunch of junk. And they're just dragging the Duggars through the mud. They're great people. And then the other side of it is like every Christian, every homeschool family is probably doing abuse of some sort. So I'm never going to send my kids there. And there was like this divide. And she thought that we could have an honest discussion about the reality that it's like, yeah, there's abuse that sometimes happens in these situations. But that doesn't make everyone in these situations abusers. And how do we hold that tension in line when we likely are espousing some of the different values that the Duggars, held on to? So that's how it came to us. People who would like this are the same people who like TMZ. Like, there is an aspect of like, I felt like I was watching gossip. You know what I mean? Like, oh, watch. Did you hear about the Duggars? This happened. Or did you hear about this AKA so-called perfect family? This happened. And so there is an aspect of, I don't know if this is edifying media. But the issues in this documentary have to be talked about. If there is an abuse or a scandal that is taking place, bring it to light. Bring it to light. Now, they brought it to light in a way that's like, they're horrible and everything is horrible. You know, the IBLP movement and different things like that was a Christian movement that has some serious problems in it. But that doesn't mean that all Christian movements have problems in it, you know? So that was my tension, is it really did try to convolute those two realities.
Yeah. And some of those problems in some of those institutions are foundational to the institution. And so the institution should go away. The institution should be eradicated.
The value should continue.
The value,
or the bad value should cease. Yeah.
Yes. But like, but sometimes like stuff like that happens in institutions, and the ideals that led to that are not foundational, you know, to the beliefs of that system. And those ideals can be eradicated, but the system or whatever doesn't have to be. Now, this in this case, I would say it needs to be eradicated. It's foundational. Like, there's way too much that's, you know, to this organization that is foundational, that created this and will continue to create this, that seems foundational. But it's not foundational to Christianity, you know? And that's the part that really frustrated me. And you and I were talking about that before the show, is that there are a lot of Christian ideals that are espoused, you know, by these organizations. And they like take them to the nth degree. They mess them up. They abuse them and abuse people with them for control, for power. But that does not mean those ideals are wrong, you know? That was the part that when, and you said that about the documentary, connecting those things to basic Christian ideals, and these Christian ideals are wrong. That's not true. Like, the way these people took those ideals is what's wrong.
Well, they did that in the sense that they had people that they interviewed that were like IBLP or this Christian fundamentalist type of rearing. Being raised as a Christian was the worst thing that ever happened to me. I felt like I was constantly manipulated or being controlled or told I couldn't do these things. And at one point they said something along the lines of, it's unfortunate that the dad sees it as his role to protect his daughter's purity. Like, her own sexuality should be her own. And I'm like, no, a dad's job is to protect their children. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Like, as Catholics, we want our kids to enter into marriage or into their vocation pure. Right.
Yeah.
So as virgins, like, to be clear, what does that mean? without having sexual relations prior to marriage. Like, that's an important piece of the Christian teaching. Now, if it's disconnected and it's just the behavior, that's problematic. And it seems like this fundamental movement that they were a part of disconnected the two, and it just turned into behavior manipulation instead of this idea of being able to fully give the gift of self in the context of a sacramental marriage. And so when those things get disintegrated, then it's a problem. But it doesn't mean that everything about what they called purity culture is problematic. There's a lot of things in regards to purity culture that I, on the night before my wedding, handed my wife my chastity card that I signed at a youth event that would probably be very similar to what these kids in these Christian fundamentalist movements probably had in their wallets or something like that, where they made a commitment. They made a commitment not to even kiss before they were married, you know?
Yeah. One of the things that I think, like, when I heard that statement, it was interesting because I heard the woundedness behind it, which made me understand what that person meant. But like what they meant and what everyone else heard are two different things. You know, the how, I don't know, misogynistic may not be the right word, but the way that this organization like put men so far above women, and that women were like, the way it looked like they were just chattel, they were just property, you know, and like that was, you know, like in the statement that that person shared, that's what I heard, along with, you know, other control pieces and stuff like that. But the words themselves, I agree, like your response to the words themselves is accurate. But the pain that I heard in this person was like mixed in with other stuff. And I absolutely get it, you know, that they had no voice, you know, and they were absolutely controlled in every single aspect. And yeah, it was just wrong. that's going on a different tangent, you know, than where we were. But
to streamline the topics, because there were a few, and actually the documentary was really well done in the sense that, like, the first episode, you're like, oh my gosh. And then the second episode, you're like, oh my flipping gosh. And then the third episode, you're like, holy crap, there's more. And then the last episode, you're like, oh my God, like burn it to the ground. You know what I mean? Like they really, like in the first episode, I was like, what else is there to share? Holy cow.
Yeah. And there'd be three more episodes. And then it was like,
the temperature. Yeah. The temperature kept turning up, which was absolutely fascinating. I don't know if it was healthy fascinating. You can have inappropriate curiosities, which again, be careful with that. But but there's a couple of topics, and I want to start with authority. But there's authority, rearing of children, big families, homeschooling, purity culture, and also what to do in Christian organizations when things go wrong. And all these different things were handled inappropriately. Every single one. But let's start with that authority, because we just touched on it. Like, the authority, the husband is the head of the household, the woman, the role of the wife, and the role of children. Like, let's talk about kind of that piece. Because in the IBLP movement, which is Institute of Basic Life Principles, or the Christian Fundamental Movement led by evangelist Bob Gothard, like, it really was almost like the husband was the chess master and everyone else was just a piece on the board. It's just that the wife got to be a more important piece. All the children were pawns, every single one, until they got to a certain age and then they got elevated to one of the back row pieces. But like, that's actually not okay.
No.
Right?
No.
So what is the problem? What is the problem with the, like, because is the husband the head of the household? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And yet, him making decisions as a chess master, that's not okay. Why?
If you look at scripture, like it compares the husband to Christ, sacrificing himself.
Yes.
You know, for his family. And that's not what you saw in this. Mm-mm. This was very domineering. Like, I'm in charge. I'm in control. And, you know, I am God. Like, not I am God who sacrifices himself for you. I am God who dominates you. And that's not the right way to look at, like, men as the head of the household.
In our Catholic faith, the husband as head of the household is at service of the family.
Yep.
In this movement that we saw, the problematic one, the family was at service of the husband.
Yep.
That is the issue.
Yep.
That is the issue. Absolutely. And they had this thing called the umbrella of authority, which I saw it and I was like, hey, that's pretty actually awesome. And so I'm going to, I mean, I'm going to pull it up. And if not, you can just IBLP umbrella of authority. But I've got it here on the screen.
Like, why are we sending people to their website, dude? Stop it. Like,
No, whatever. Just Google image search. Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, whatever. Anyways, the spoiler, like everything blew up at the end. And so not literally, but like, you know, so there's still elements, but whatever. Okay. So Christ as the one who is like over everything, and his umbrella will protect us from,
I want this image down quickly, Chris, just turn it off. Like turn the image off. Everybody gets the idea of the image. Now you can describe it. I it just makes me sick to my stomach. Just okay. Like their stuff. So now go ahead and describe it, please.
Well, it does. So the initial umbrella is a big umbrella that is Christ, and he's protecting the family from the world and the bad things out there. Like that is, there's something. And then underneath the authority of Christ is the husband, and he's meant to protect and provide for the family. Like so far, I don't see anything wrong just yet. There's some things. And then underneath that is the wife. And then underneath that is the children. And so there's these umbrellas of authority that are meant to protect you. And so I think that theoretically that's good, but it actually ends up being a ball and chain all the way through.
Yeah.
So who's the master of the children?
They used it. Like, it's crazy. Like how they use that to manipulate and abuse people. Like, well, you've gone outside of my authority, so bad things are going to happen to you. You know, and like anyway, but I do like there are aspects of that I agree with you that there's some truth to that. And that's one of the things we talked about before the show is like every good lie has some truth in it, you know, which is why some of these lies worked so well for so long for so many people is because like there was some truth in every one of these lies. But like you said before the show that there is no lie in the truth. And that's what we got to figure out, you know, whatever. So if you can't tell guys, I'm rattled by this, like, because this really like bothered me and bothers me. But anyway,
it was unsettling, but the challenge is, and I think this is problematic in a number of different areas, is that the ultimate fruit of this reality is a withdrawal from the world, a complete withdrawal from the world. Right. And I love the families that don't have TVs. Like, that's fine. I'm not saying that you shouldn't change those things, but they did not see their mission as engaging with the world. Like, ultimately, yes, Christ actually protects us from the world, but he also asks us to go into the world and share his love. But there was a lot about this movement that was isolating. And the only engagement, they had their own TV shows. They had their own, you know, videos that you could watch. They had, you could only listen to certain types of music. And if any of this you did outside of it, like you went and you saw a movie or you went and you listened to music that wasn't approved by the IBLP community. And then something bad happened to you a couple weeks later, you broke your arm. It's like, well, that's probably because you stepped outside the authority. Like everything was because you stepped outside the authority or the umbrella of your mother or your father or whoever the evangelist was that was in charge of your, I mean, it was a functional cult.
Yeah, it was a cult, you know, and the way that they used education, and I feel like we're scattershot now, like as far as how we're thinking about them, but the way that they used education or a lack thereof as a form of control, you know, because they homeschooled, but they didn't do a whole lot of education. You know, they talked about in one of them that, you know, the girls were taught math up to fractions, because that's what they needed to be able to cook. And that was it. And it was like, what? And so then there's this form of control, you know, over them because they're uneducated, you know, and it's over everybody, you know, it's not just the girls, but anyway, I bet it was worse with the girls, but anyway, that there was just a ridiculous amount of control and manipulation, you know, around all that. It's just sickening.
So one of the biggest pieces that was sickening about that is the role of the wife being so beneath the role of the husband. And the reason is because I'm a guy. Every single guy on some level is a schmuck. Just if we're all schmucks, Catholic dads, we know that. We know that we've got some schmuckiness in us, right? And God has blessed me with a woman in my life to help diminish the schmuck in me and elevate the good in me. And I just did not see that as a possibility in the way that some of these things were played out, to where it was like the husband only had a mouth and did not have ears. And that's very, very problematic. So humble servant, servant leadership and different things like that just simply weren't there. And I think that might define the role of authority, is it was very prideful as opposed to humble. And I don't believe that's a functional marriage.
And there was no correction, not even fraternal correction, you know, for men in those situations. From like at least what they showed us, you know.
But so much so that accountability was a foreign concept. So Bob Duggar, while his son was in an active trial for child pornography, his oldest son ran for office.
Yeah.
Right. It was like, well, yeah, so this bad thing's happening over here, but that was outside my umbrella of authority. So everyone should understand that that's not me and not make a connection. Like, no one in their right mind would recommend doing that and not addressing it in the campaign, being like, I understand my son is this and I want to actually hold people like my son accountable, you know, things like that. No, it was just, he was like, well, something happened over here, but that's not me. So I'm just going to go. And there was a disintegration complete, you know? And so accountability to the gifts that God has given us was not something there.
To take a hard turn, sort of, to go kind of away from the show itself directly.
Yeah.
There are, like, for me, like, there were things that they valued that I also value.
Right.
Does that make me a bad person? You know, and that's like, as a dad, like the things that, like, we're going to wrestle with that. We're going to struggle with that. We're going to see things like that where someone in the world holds a value that we hold, and they did something bad with that value. Does that mean I should still hold that value, or should I not hold that value anymore?
Yeah. So to answer the question, keep holding on to the values. Just because someone mishandles a value that they hold doesn't mean that everyone that holds that value is going to mishandle that value.
Yeah.
That's the baby in the bathwater.
Yeah. It may make you think about how you use that value, like, and do I abuse that value? You know, so if I want my children to be obedient, because I think that's a good value, and I think there's safety in that, you know, for them to like, when I say stop, that they stop.
Right.
You know, because if they're running towards the street and I say stop and they don't stop, they could die. And that's like, they need to be obedient. But there's a level where that obedience, like, becomes self-serving for me, rather than sacrificial, or rather than serving them, you know? And so maybe stuff like this will cause us to evaluate how we live out those values.
Or steward our authority.
All of that, you know?
Yeah.
Do I take it to the extreme? Should I reel that in a little bit? And that, I think that's a good thing periodically to be checked, you know, by some of that stuff. But the caution is, you know, like, that person used authority in a bad way, so I'm not going to use any authority.
Right.
And that's not good, you know, because then you create a whole different, you know, error in your kids.
And the people that were interviewed from the IBLP movement, they had found freedom in rejecting Christianity altogether.
Mm. Yeah.
A few of them that were interviewed. And if that was their experience of Christianity, you're darn right they found freedom outside of Christianity. The challenge is there's no greater freedom than in Christ himself. Right? Yep. But their experience of Christianity was not an authentic experience of Christ. Yep. And that I think is the biggest tragedy of all of this, is that those parents used authority and used the name of Jesus to manipulate their children's behavior. And they never allowed their children to encounter the beautiful love of God that God has for them. I love my children a lot. Doesn't hold a candle to how much God loves my children. Yep. And that movement and that kind of fundamentalism prevented that love from being showcased. And that's my role. That's the true stewardship that I should have as a dad, is to bring the love of God to my children. And where I fail, I get out of the way so that God can continue to love my children.
Yeah. That was one of the areas that made me, you know, sick to my stomach, you know, more than anything else, was just how messed up the representation of Christianity was, you know, to these people. And I see it all the time, like, in different places, you know, people talk about how their upbringing was in the Catholic Church. and how they felt manipulated. They felt dominated. They felt, you know, all this other stuff. And it's like, that's not the Catholic Church. That was those Catholic people, you know? But it hurts me, you know, to know that because of a person's behavior, because of a person's abuse and or misunderstanding, I mean, like they may have been brought up the same way, that, you know, that someone else, you know, is further from, you know, the fullness of the truth than they would have been had they not been, I don't know, exposed to that. And so that always makes me sad, you know.
But yeah, our friend Marcel Lejeune gave a talk one time, and he sat down with someone, and that person's like, I don't believe in God. And Marcel just said, tell me about the God you don't believe in. And he's like, well, Jesus this and Jesus that and Jesus that. And Marcel at the end of the conversation was like, dude, I don't believe in that God either. Let me tell you about the God that I believe in. And that is the beauty of moments like that, to where it's like, hold on. That's not Christianity. Yep. That wasn't. Yep. That was people manipulating people under the title or umbrella of Christianity, right? But that's not the God that we believe in either. And so we can stand firm in the truth, in the greater truth, that like that is not the Jesus that we believe in. And that stuff was bad and wrong, without being able to tie the two together and throw them all to the bottom of the, you know, to the bottom of the sea.
Yep. So we don't have a lot of time left, but there was one thing you mentioned at the beginning of the show that we absolutely have to touch on.
Do it.
And it's like, I don't know how many notes you wrote on it, but it's when things go wrong, when things are going wrong, what do we do?
Yeah. So first of all, I would love to do a part two to talk about big families, homeschooling, purity culture, and rearing of children. But that was the biggest thing of like, when things go wrong, what do you do? Just to let you know, things will go wrong. We live in a fallen world. We're post-fall, right? And so outside of dependence on God's grace, we're going to mess things up. And we're going to mess things up really big if we depend on ourselves instead of turn to the Lord. But it seems like the model that we've seen is protect the institution, or the institution.
Yeah, that's it. And instead of the person.
And hide things. But it's problematic in two ways. One, it doesn't allow healing to take place. Something bad happened. We're going to acknowledge it. We're going to see if other bad things have happened and bring healing to it. And the second thing is, it actually doesn't love the person who's doing the wrong. It just moves them or hides them or whatever. And accountability, as we know as parents, is actually something that's very healthy, even though it's hard. It's freaking hard. Yeah. And yes, churches and dioceses in the Catholic Church have lost money to lawsuits and things like that. But those dioceses that got ahead of it and said, we're going to start investigating and seeing if there's anything else. And now there's things in place to make sure that when there's a credible accusation, that there's things that follow that. Like, we learned hard lessons and made, not same, but some similar errors in the Catholic Church that were showcased in the IBLP movement. And we've grown from that. And I feel like the church is in a way better spot than what was showcased. But I felt like the Boston scandal in the Catholic Church and the IBLP scandal were very, very similar.
Yeah. Yeah. And the truth of it is, and I have no idea, you know, who's watching this, you know, but you're worth so much more than what anybody on earth thinks you're worth. Because I mean, you're the son or the daughter of the Heavenly King. You do not deserve to be treated poorly. You know, like, you don't deserve to be abused. Like, there are people who are willing to help and able to help. So reach out, get help. I don't want to see another person, you know, go through stuff like this and feel helpless. But I don't like, yeah, I don't know. What can we do from this, you know? But it's like, reach out, get help. You deserve more.
Right. Yeah. And the dialogue that they ran with was, they literally in a show said, how did you step outside of the authority to cause someone to rape you? Like, holy cow.
Yeah. Oh, and why are you opening this can of worms here, like, at the end of the show? But yeah, it was, that was crazy. You know, there was just so much control over all of that kept people silent. And even still, like, some of the people, like, I'm sure there were plenty of people who did not speak up out of fear, you know, and because they were indoctrinated in that, like, brainwashed in that mindset, you know. So I don't know.
Like, years later, they still wouldn't speak up.
Yeah.
Find your voice. So, find your voice. Find your voice. Keep talking.
Yes.
And tell people listen. Yes, like, make people listen. So, yeah, absolutely. Because there's other people that don't have a voice that need to hear it. Yes. All that to be said. And it's healthy for the abuser. It is healthy for the abuser to be held accountable. Like, that's just truth, you know?
Yes.
Cool. Okay. Ending on a heavy note then, huh, man?
Yeah. Whatever it takes to find a police officer, do it.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else to close with. I just want to close with a prayer. Anything else, Chris?
No, take it away, Matt. Thanks.
All right. Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. God, we thank you just for being a good father, for being a good example for us. Help us to emulate you more and more. Help us to align our wills, our values with you, and not with our own will. And we pray for everyone who was impacted by all of the stuff we saw, God, that your healing power, your healing grace would be present. We pray for everybody that listened to this, pray for everything that we shared, anything that was of you, God, that it bear fruit, anything that was not of you, that it be forgotten and just have no weight and no power. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Great. We'd love to hear your thoughts. If you've seen it or you catch an episode, share it with us. And I'm hoping that we're able to actually do a follow-up on some of the other topics that were touched on, because as someone who has homeschooled their kids, as someone who has a big family, all these topics matter deeply. And I felt assaulted from every side by the way this family and this documentary portrayed what an ideal family or what an ideal homeschool community looks like. Because there was a lot of lie in those truths that they were trying to share. So go live it out. And thank you for joining us at the Catholic Dad Show.
God bless.